This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into your day, how do you do? This is the entertaining, ever effervescent and lovable, healthy DJV program with the lovable and healthful Jennifer Horn, lovable and healthy Victoria. Is there healthy and healthful? I don't think so. It's supposed to be the same. Anyway, in my mind, they are healthy, healthful, happy, Kara Schillen. Wow, everybody's so thrilled to have me back. Ladies did a fabulous job. I listened in. It's funny how we're traveling around on the bus, and the radio people are all listening to how their programs are being taken care of by the folks back home. With me on the bus, there were 4 different hosts who did morning programs on different stations, one in Wisconsin, one in California, one in, where's that other one from? I don't remember. Anyway, but then they're all listening on their headphones to the play, if you will. Pretty much everybody does it the same way we do, right? You know, you're on 4 or 5 different platforms, iHeart and TuneIn and Spreaker or Stitcher, whatever it is. And so they find their programs, they're listening to how people are doing in their stead. I actually just listened to a couple of things, and because I know, I trust the ladies are going to do a fabulous job. They have fun when I'm not here. I don't know why that is. They should have fun amongst themselves. All right, so Jennifer, would you like to go back to you're usually the person who starts things, so you can start this hour something that's amazing, important.
Well, something in your wheelhouse, no doubt. Boeing made an announcement that it's going to slow the production of its 737 MAX jetliner. Remember, Boeing is working on that software update that it says will prevent erroneous activation of the maneuvering system that's now being blamed for 2 crashes that killed nearly 350 people. The jets are grounded after the crash of the Ethiopian Flight 302 last month. Boeing will cut 737 MAX production to 42 from 52 jets per month beginning in mid-April. The aviation company said there will be no layoffs as a result of the reduced schedule. I guess that's good news. But the announcement follows the CEO's acknowledgement Thursday that the faulty sensor reading into the system, the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system, appears to be the cause of the crash of Ethiopian Airlines flight that killed 157 people on March 10th. That accident was similar to the crash of the Lion Air flight back in October in Indonesia that killed all 189 people on board, apparently due to the same cause. The preliminary report suggested on Thursday that the crew of Ethiopian Airlines performed all procedures recommended by Boeing, but still could not gain control of the doomed aircraft. So now they are going to be making less of these. I'm surprised they're making any at all until the fix is in place. Yeah.
They really
aren't. Because the PR alone, no one wants to fly on them. People
are
too afraid.
So here's the secret. Here's the quiet secret to this. That Boeing's not. They're not going to admit to this. They are quietly negotiating with American, Southwest, and other major carriers. And Ethiopian and Lion Air are not major carriers. They have never, actually, both of them, Ethiopia had some new planes. Lion Air never bought new planes before. It's the first time they ever bought any new planes. The pilots don't know how to fly them, and they didn't do a good job of teaching them. But very quietly what they have done is go back. There were 2 737 remakes. One was called the MAX. The other was called the NEO, N-E-O. And the NEO has, on the line, been the plane that they have been. American quietly, Southwest quietly saying, okay, we don't want these planes. The public is wise to what's going on. The public is canceling. If the public is actually asking okay, am I going to ride on one of these planes? Sometimes not knowing that they've all been grounded, but they're not tone deaf to this, and they figure that it will, maybe sooner or later people will forget about it. But in the meantime, they have orders for 2,400 of these planes. It'd be the largest selling plane ever in the history of aviation. And they have suggested, okay, if you don't want, or if, you know, if we, because they want to, they've been squeezed. These airlines need every plane that they've got pretty much because that's how their schedule is. They fill them all up. So they had to bring a few planes. American brought 20 planes out of mothballs to fill in the schedule, 737s that were older that they had just retired and replaced with some of these MAX 8s. So they just brought them back. And that's not a big deal. I don't know what Southwest did, frankly. But I know that quietly they have talked with Boeing about not taking delivery of any more of the MAX 8s unless and until there is some more testing or there's more proof. In other words, I think what they're saying is let other people fly them and see if they can make sure the bugs out of them. We don't want to. So it'd be very interesting to see. A lot of passengers have been complaining about the MAX 8s anyway because they're uncomfortable, and that has been less than quiet among the travelers. Like, I know a lot of people that travel like I do, and they don't want to ride on those planes. It isn't because of the software problem. It's just because they're awful. The seats are crammed together. The toilets, you can't hardly get in and out of them. They're awful planes. And I'm surprised, Boeing says, well, we're making what our customers want. Well, that's to a point they do that. But they can influence things one way or another. And I sent a note along to American. At what point, how much money do you want to squeeze out of people before it affects your bottom line, before people start saying, wait a minute, I don't want to travel on these planes. I don't want to do things the way you're doing it. We'll go somewhere else. And I've said a couple of times, JetBlue, by the way, in the last year and a half has expanded dramatically. And it's because people like flying on the plane. The planes are not cramped. The people on the planes are nice. Used to be that was the way people felt about Southwest. Not so much anymore. But it's something that they have to contend with. So quietly, I think you're going to see American anyway, and I think probably, I don't know whether Southwest is going to or not, converting the orders to the standard 737 that has some accoutrement to it. So let's see if that happens. But this is a disaster for Boeing. I'm really amazed the CEO still has a job, frankly, and the guy that runs the 737 production. I'm surprised both of them haven't been fired. It really is. I find that to be amazing, how the board of directors has just let this go to the point of having these people. It's kind of like you create a problem. Can you fix it yourself, or do you have to get somebody else in there? This was so bad. The management of this is so bad. And they can't, there's no way of the PR spin on it. How do you fix the PR spin? You don't. And so
I think they're just going to have to rename the planes so that no one knows if you're on a Boeing MAX or not. Because there's no way. They did that. Didn't they do that once back in the 80s? They renamed those DC whatever planes that kept crashing, and then they just renamed them MDs or something like that?
Yeah, the MD-10 became DC-10 became the MD-11. That's right. That's very interesting. You remember
my grandfather was a pilot. He nerded out on stuff like this, like you do.
Yeah.
That's how I know that.
Nerded out. Okay. Anyway, that's what's going on. Some other business news coming up around the corner here on the DJB program.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. If you get you on track, they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yeah, one of the things we're talking about is in the business world, we're talking about flying and the problem Boeing is having. I flew on Aer Lingus back and forth to Ireland, and Victoria's gone back and forth a number of times. The food is fine. It was a seamless experience. And one of the things that made it that had nothing to do with Aer Lingus necessarily. The United States government, the Department of Homeland Security, has placed inspectors in the Dublin airport.
Yeah, so the customs is the, that's customs the best people, feature.
You don't. You, when I, I hadn't done this before. I haven't been to any place that has it. There's so many people that go from Ireland to America. They set up basically what is customs inspection. So before you get on the plane, you've gone through the process that normally you go through when you get off the plane to come to America.
Great. Yeah, and you just clear it, and you're done.
Yeah, done. And so
going
you come into a regular gate.
Yeah, here. And going through customs on the end of a long flight is like probably the worst thing about international travel.
Yeah.
Having to wait, and it's you've already had a long
bags.
Flight, you're tired. It's just, yeah. It's so nice to just have everything pre-done, and you land and you go right to baggage claim. It's great.
Interesting to see how I was sort of proud of my government in that way. I thought it was kind of cool, frankly. It was efficient, well done. Planet Fitness is going to build fitness spaces for women in crisis. Lydia's House of Hope in Somersworth, New Hampshire, takes in women along with their children who have only ever known homelessness and poverty. They commit to at least a year of an individualized program. What they do there from day to day is to help them get the independence they need, said the founder of Lydia's House of Hope. We help with getting the life skills they need, whatever their situation is. No one is so hopeless, there's no hope for them. I thought this was quite a good program set up by Planet Hollywood and ought to be acknowledged.
Planet Fitness, yeah. They
Planet
went and
Fitness
built an entire gym in their basement to try and get women in shape and motivated to go out and live life and get a house and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. You're right about that. Did I say Planet Hollywood before? Or just
no, the first time you said Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness, okay.
Yeah, it's an easy slip.
Tip of the hat to Planet Fitness for this program, helping women in crisis. Good business decision and very helpful for folks in need. 21 after the hour.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So I may defer to the ladies on this one because I only heard of Nipsey Hussle when he died last week. Apparently he was so significant to the quote-unquote to a certain type of music, and that sounds prejudicial, and it is, because I think this is crap. But anyway, he's dead, and I have a service for him in the Staples Center for Jennifer.
I think we're allowed to talk about people whose music we don't like without calling it crap.
Well, you can. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. It's up to you. I don't like this
stuff.
I don't necessarily think
that the reason his funeral is at the Staples Center is just because his music was so great. He was really more seen as kind of a someone in the community
leader.
Yeah, and I think that's really where
how he was killed is in question, and that's the whole reason for people paying attention to him. But Jennifer had an anecdotal side comment saying, having a funeral in the Staples Center, she said the Lakers or the Clippers have a funeral.
I said the Lakers have a funeral there every night.
Yes, right, okay. All right, so what's going on here with this, Carrie? You want to fill us in on the memorial service at the Staples Center? Is going to be held this Thursday, I guess, right?
Yes, it'll be this Thursday, and this is only, of course, 11 days after he was shot outside of his clothing store. And I forget the name of is it Hyde Park, Jen? Is that where he's?
Yeah, that's where that was the area.
So apparently the LAPD is involved with to make security a big issue for the event in case that there isn't any more retaliation, and they actually have people have really responded to this. This has become a national story, even though it's really an LA story. But they've had different rallies. They had a peace march that united rival gangs after he was killed. He was 33 years old, and he was seen as someone in the community who he made money and could have moved out, but he actually stayed in his neighborhood and was working with police on community relations issues and getting the gangs out of the area. And so he's kind of seen as he was a leader in that sense. And the guy who killed him, Eric Holder, not that Eric Holder.
I was just thinking, I saw that name, and I think, whatever, this guy.
We all thought when we saw it trending.
Yeah. If he's found guilty, he'll probably receive life in prison. He's being held on $5 million bail right now.
But shouldn't he?
Of course.
About, I wouldn't think there'd be no
this
question
about it.
This
was a cold-blooded murder. Yep.
Murder means you throw them in jail and you throw away the key.
Yep.
That's it.
And two other innocent people standing, you know, are also still in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, send them away forever. All right, so that he's got a $5 million bail on him. He didn't come up with the money for that. So what was the what's the beef? What was the beef between him and this guy Holder?
I don't Jen, maybe
I don't know that anybody knows. It was not gang related, even though this guy that killed him was in a gang. But it was, I guess he also was an up-and-coming musician. So I don't know that we've really learned what the full motivation was. But the thing that I always wonder is there was a woman driving the getaway car for him that he got that took him away from the scene of the crime. We haven't heard anything about her, if she's involved or what the deal is with her.
Mm. All right. Also in the music world today, David Crosby is making news because he's writing an advice column. Huh. That's going to be interesting. He's 77 years old. He's had a lot of varied experiences in his life, and he's writing about them. And he's also writing, I guess, about his music career, right? He's released even the last 5 years, excuse me, four or five solo albums, and the critics at least say they are some of his best works. He's going to be on tour later this year, and so this is a social media thing. Since joining Twitter, he has tweeted over 49,000 times, offering his thoughts on everything from the election to how to quit drinking, and his thoughts on Kanye West. Why would anybody give a damn about any of that?
Well, Kanye's been in the news a lot, so.
No, but why would people care about what Crosby said? That's what I meant.
Well, apparently people do. That's why he's got. We're burying the lead. This is Rolling Stone magazine. He's the new advice columnist for it. It's not a social media thing. But I think all of that experience kind of makes for an.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest big battle between Democrats and President Trump is the Democrats' demand for 6 years of his federal tax returns. Yesterday, Democratic Congressman Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico said the president needs to be more transparent about his taxes.
No other president in modern times has had to have their tax returns requested under 6103 because they've all voluntarily shared them.
President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, says that there's no way Democrats are ever going to see those tax returns. President Trump's confirmed Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has stepped down from that post, tweeting yesterday that current Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan will take over effective Wednesday. Word is Nielsen did not leave on her own, but was pressured to do so by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
How do you do? Welcome into the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along, not just for the ride, but with lots to say, lots to think about. These are the times which try men's souls. It was written someplace. I don't know who did that, but I remember reading that someplace. Let's see if Victoria has some trying items for us to think about here.
Well, if we head over to Japan briefly, public health experts there are very concerned not only about the declining birth rate, which is at an all-time low since they started keeping track of it in 1899, but there's a new study from the University of Tokyo that's finding that sexual inexperience is on the rise in Japan, and that the percentage of women aged 18 to 39 who have never had sex has risen to 25%, and that's up from 21% just in in 1992. The greatest change actually was for men of the same age. 25.8% of virgins back in, which is actually in 2019, and in 2015 it was 20%. So that's also on the rise. And they say that one of the things that they've noticed in these trends across different age groups is the socioeconomic backgrounds. Essentially, wealthy men are having sex, and poor men who are in a lower economic bracket are not having sex. And the reason that this is an issue, this is also kind of odd because this is stretching up to age 39. There are significant amounts of people in Japan who are even up to age 39 who are still virgins. And the reason that this is now a national problem is because the fertility rates have just declined so rapidly in Japan. Last year, or in 2017, which is the last year that they have all the data from, only 946,000 babies were born. And that's the, like I said, the record low since 1899. And this is the other downside for Japan is Japan is actually one of those countries, I forget the actual term that they use, but it's one of the countries where the biggest portion of the population is over 65 years old. And so without anyone having babies, and they're not even having sex to try to have babies, so they're seeing that this is going to affect Japan's economy in a really drastic way. And as the people who are 65 and older retire and move out of, you know, the public work sector, then there really aren't enough bodies to replace them. And so Japan has done a lot. They're doing things like there's incentives now. I believe they're paying people to have kids and all kinds of tax breaks and things like that.
So my recent trip to Ireland brings this sort of into focus. What do they do? They have a huge problem that they had for years with immigration. Their immigration is leaving the country to go somewhere else. Immigration is coming into a country. So M with an I come in, M or immigration with an E means going out. A lot of people are not only not having babies, but leaving Japan for various reasons. As they are leaving, what the Chinese don't want you to know is that there are people who are trying to get out of the country. Everybody wants to come to America. It just seems that the Irish and the number of people who have come here, not only when the potato famine took place in the 1800s, 1840s, 1850s, 1860s, people were leaving the country in droves if they could get out and get onto the ships. The ships would take almost 3 months to get here from Ireland. And as they put, I was in the hull of a ship on Saturday of what was, when it's extraordinary. The lengths people would go to get out of that country during that time. And for example, the Mellon family, Pittsburgh banking, they came over on a ship. There were four people in the family. They slept in the same bunk. They barely ever saw sunshine. They kept them under and down below in the hold. And people would die every day. There'd be somebody dead. You wake up in the bed next to you, somebody would be dead. And they just throw them over the side. But the reason I'm telling you the story is because the number of people wanting to get out of there and come somewhere else, you'd think that wouldn't necessarily be replicated in this day and age. It is in certain countries. That's really what's going on in the Middle East. And in a way, that's what's going on in Japan and some of the places in Asia. It's not happening in places, for example, Vietnam. Although we are bringing a lot of people from Vietnam over here to go to school, they aren't necessarily staying here because Vietnam has reinvented itself with our help after we blew them up to kingdom come. We're now rebuilding, or have rebuilt, Vietnam in the 70s and 80s and 90s to the point where it's actually quite a nice place to visit, I'm told. I've never been there. But the business about what the Japanese have a tough society. They're very inflexible, very racist, and kids coming along, Victoria, don't want to be there. They now have the devices. They can see what the rest of the world is, and they don't like living. It's like being in Iran. The kids don't want to live in Iran. There are so many different places around the world where kids that grow up in the society, they just don't want to stay there. If you get educated, you want to get out, and they all want to come here, or they want to go to England or someplace in Europe. more and more kids, though, from Ireland are immigrating to Australia, which I thought was pretty interesting. The Australians actively seek to hire people, young men, especially millennials, from Ireland. And they go over Australia,
well,
I don't believe.
They've had a relationship like that for many, many, many years.
And there's
such a cultural likeness as well. There are,
yes.
You know, I mean, Australia.
But where do the Japanese go? Because there's no cultural likeness. That's a great point.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. This study seems to point out, which is also kind of odd, but they say that despite Japan having a multi-billion-dollar porn industry, that discussions around sex are still very much taboo in the society, and that sex is seen as something dirty and corrupting. And in schools, children are not allowed to use even anatomically correct terms like penis and vagina. They're not allowed to say that in school. And so, which is crazy, it's just anatomical, but they say that if a woman expresses any knowledge of sex, that she's seen as a quote-unquote fallen woman, and that men don't talk about sex either. So it's sort of like there's a lot of things happening at once here that I think are contributing to this, you know, sexlessness.
Well, yeah. The one thing I know about that culture is that as part of their business culture, the working women are a big part of that. So maybe there's just an over awareness of, maybe an unhealthy, it's either overly sexualized or totally under-sexualized, probably.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, interesting. Very interesting story. Thanks, Victoria. We're going to teach you how to improve or help you improve. Maybe teaching isn't the right word. Professor Stefan here with ways to improve your credit score right after this.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about 6 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. All right, let's see what we can do to better your credit score and to help you understand what goes on. This is one of the most frustrating things that we all have to deal with. Amanda Abella is here to discuss credit habits that you have. We'll get some questions answered. The folks at TransUnion want to help you understand what it takes to come up with a score. This is one of the most frustrating things most people have to deal with, Amanda. So we're glad to have you here to help us out. The credit health situation. A lot of people blame the credit score problems on these agencies themselves. What do you say to that?
Yeah, you know, it can be really confusing to figure out how this whole credit
situation works. However, it is Financial Literacy Month, so it's the perfect time to start establishing new financial habits, and I'm happy that I'm here to be able to share some of those steps with you.
All right, so let's go through these steps. When you see a number, what do you need to know about the value of the number? 600, 700, 800? People get all worked up because they think if they have a score that's less than perfect, they won't be able to borrow money.
Yeah, so the first thing that you need to know is that there is no one score for an individual because different lenders use different models. However, it is really important to institute healthy financial credit habits because it's a major factor in big financial decisions like getting a mortgage or a car loan or even sometimes everyday purchases. So your individual credit history and your credit habits can actually determine how much you're going to be paying in interest payments. So it's really important to know, and I think this is important for consumers as well. I mean, they come to me all the time very confused and very frustrated. I think it's important for them to know that they can improve their credit, and we know that if you make your payments on time and then if you reduce the amount of credit that you're using, that it will actually improve your credit health over time.
Say that again, Amanda.
So which part?
The last part, the very last part, would you please underscore that? Because I think that's where the biggest misconception is.
Yes. So it's important to know that you can improve your credit, and it really only takes a couple of steps. You know, obviously it depends on an individual's personal situation with credit, and always consult a professional like a financial advisor. However, what I can say is that if you reduce your credit utilization over time, which means the amount of credit that you're actually using, and you make your payments on time over a period of time, it will actually improve your score.
So some people get frustrated because there are mistakes that are made and they don't know how to. They try to get through to TransUnion or to some of the other outfits and they feel frustrated because they don't think that they're able to, if there's a mistake, correct it. How do you deal with that problem?
Yeah, you know, that's totally understandable. In that case, you know, you would have to call multiple credit unions, and there are professionals out there who can help you with that specific situation. Again, without knowing someone's personal credit history, I would not be able to answer that. So you would be able to have to speak to a professional to see what you have going on individually, and then they would be able to better direct you.
How about new technology that helps people take control of tracking and then hopefully improving their credit score? What's going on in that area?
So there's still a lot of technology out there that's very one-size-fits-all. Part of the problem that people experience when it comes to the confusion is there's so much generic information out there. They think there's a silver bullet, and quite frankly, it just doesn't exist because, as I've mentioned, everyone has a unique situation. Now, there are new tools on the market. My favorite right now is Credit Compass from TransUnion because it kind of eradicates all that one-size-fits-all confusion that a lot of people experience. So what you would do is that you would input your goal score into this app, and then what you would end up doing is Credit Compass would end up giving you specific steps determined by your specific situation and also the experience of millions of Americans who've been in similar situations. It's powered by VantageScore 3.0, which is a system and metrics that the financial institutions themselves use to determine an individual's creditworthiness. So you can trust that the information that you're getting is actually going to be helpful.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that most people are frustrated with. So if you want some more information on this, go to transunion.com. That's transunion.com. Amanda also has a best-selling book on Amazon, Make Money Your Honey.
That's right. It's a great title, right?
It is. Make Money Your Honey, a spirited entrepreneur's guide to having a love affair with work and money. This has been featured in Yahoo Finance. That's where I saw it, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, that's cool. Make Money Your Honey. All right, Amanda, good advice. Thank you. Again, check out transunion.com to work on improving your credit score. This is the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The hour now. It's Money Pit time on the DJV program. Visiting with us is Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on millions of radio stations across the universe every single weekend. He's here to help you with remodeling tips. You can send questions to me at Doug Steffen. You can do that if you like, or Tommy. We are here to first discuss Janice's problem. She lives in Rhode Island. She has come to us with a remodeling problem. They have a house that was built in the 1940s. The existing doors have the original locks, antique knobs, back plates, all that stuff. The keys right. are missing. Sounds like my house. I don't have any keys.
Who needs keys?
Right, exactly. All right, so what do they do to fix, if they want new locks, what's the best way to put new locks on these old doors?
You know, a quick great side question. Story. You know, when I bought the house that I live in from my dad, because it's been in my family for
an old house. You live in an old house, yeah.
Well, actually, it was, you know, 25 years ago, but before then, we never had a key in the back door.
Uh-huh. Right, we
didn't exist.
Right.
It just didn't exist.
Yeah.
And then I put a new door in and it had a hole for a lock. I'm like, well, I guess I got to put a lock in. Anyway, for Miss Janice, look, I understand what you got there, and they're probably beautiful locks with all those mortise and tenon style locks. But to try to get new keys for that, you may, if you talk to a locksmith, be able to get something that fits. The idea of just replacing the mechanism, though, and keeping the rest of it, very challenging. It's very unlikely you're going to find a hardware that fits that exactly. That said, though, there's reproduction hardware out there that's quite attractive. You have websites like, I think it's House of Antique Hardware and Antique Supply. These are sites, online retailers, that do sell replicas of probably something very similar to what you have right now. So I guess you have to decide how much of a purist you want to be. If you can make a few calls to some local locksmiths and maybe find out what you got and what it would take to create new keys, maybe it won't be that big of a deal. But if not, you might want to think about just replacing them. I don't think repair of just the locking portion is smart because, you know, it's not all going to work together very well. It's kind of hard to get parts on
it. It can be very expensive. I've gone down that road. Very
expensive as well, too, yes.
All those parts, yeah, exactly. Yep. If you sign up for the Money Pit newsletter, it's newsletter@moneypit.com. You can also get every day, every week, a lot of info that will help you to work through things. The idea of that lady fixing the locks, remodeling your house, decorating it, coming up with new things. People will be trying to do swimming pools pretty soon because we're getting to that season. So what is the Money Pit, the best one, the best tip of the week in your estimation? Good reasons for people to sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com, Tommy.
Well, we've got a really nice detailed article about the idea of using reclaimed lumber for your next home improvement project. Oh, you know, reclaimed lumber is lumber that's been rescued from old houses and barns and abandoned warehouses and factories and docks, all sorts of places like that. It's aged. It's beautiful. There's a lot of unique qualities to it. It's very durable, typically, and it can also be very cost-effective, and, of course, it's environmentally conscious. So we've got some tips on how you can use it, where you can use it, how to find the best quality reclaimed lumber, what to be careful about when you're buying old lumber, and how to save money in doing that. So it's on the homepage of moneypit.com right now as well.
Every year I tear down a house or a barn or something like that. I'm tearing down some old airport hangars in an airport nearby here. It's mostly galvanized aluminum stuff I'm going to use for storage places on the farm. But I've torn down houses, these fabulous 10, 12, 14-inch wide boards, and the quality is just, it's so different. And it's, you know, you can use them for all kinds of things. Yeah. Great. Nancy in Illinois has a problem with water getting into her garage because the garage is lower than the house or lower than the water plane. The water
sounds like the water must be draining into the garage, gravity being what it is.
This
can happen. Look, a lot of folks right now with the spring rains are having issues with water infiltration, Doug, and it always comes down to two things and two things only. The most important and the easiest to fix happen to be the same, and that's gutters. You know, if your gutter system is just installed the way most are, where they have a minimally sized system, you have gutters that become overwhelmed, you have downspouts that, this is real common, they discharge like about a foot from the house. Typically the bottom turns out and then there's a little splash block. If you happen to watch that in a storm, you're going to see all the water that ponds in that area and seems to soak in. Well, of course it soaks in and goes back down to your basements and your lower spaces. So you need to clean those gutters, extend those downspouts, Nancy. And then second to that, extend the soil so that the grade slopes away. Soil tends to settle, and that's going to let water get right back in that garage.
Send your questions to Tom at moneypit.com as well. Doug Steffen with Tom Kreidler at 59 After on the DJV Show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.